going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're live today from the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament. And we've had some celebrities so far. Brandon Graham joined the show. Brian Dawkins himself joined the show. And now we get to be joined, Hugh, by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Merrill Reese.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Great. Wonderful. Beautiful day. Great golf course and a great cause.
So Merrill, I got to ask, because I'm going to take you back to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
What was it like to call that beatdown that the Eagles put on the Kansas City Chiefs? No, let me take it back a little bit. What was your feelings like before the game? How did you feel the game was going to go? And then when you saw it going the way that it went, how did you feel?
Well, number one, I felt going into the game that the Eagles were the better team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you looked at both lines and you looked at a lot of different areas, wide receiver, running back, but I thought they were the best team going into the game. But I also thought that 2 years ago in Arizona, when the Eagles lost to the Chiefs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I thought that this was the best Eagles team in modern history. Mm-hmm. And I still do. But I felt good, but not, you're never confident
in
what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I go back to the Rams game in the playoffs, and I never take out my phone during a game. Never mm-hmm. take it out. But I could feel something buzzing in my pocket after Saquon scored late in the game, and I said, that should be the dagger. And at that point, I felt it buzz and buzz and buzz and buzz. So when the game ended, and of course we know that they came within one Matthew Stafford touchdown pass of losing that game. And when I took out my phone, it was my wife, Cindy, and she had repeatedly put down, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, because she gets very superstitious. Now, my son, Nolan, who is a film editor in California, mm-hmm. was in the booth with us as our researcher, coming up with stuff. And when the Eagles were up at halftime, 24-0, Nolan handed me a note that said, Dad, remember, the Patriots trailed the Falcons.
I was a part of that one, Merrill.
28-3.
Yeah.
28-3. So I didn't say anything. But when the Chiefs came out in the second half and went 1-2-3 and out, I knew it was over. I didn't say it, but I knew it was over because if Andy couldn't figure out a way to get them moving for at least the first series, I thought it was over. And it was.
Well, it was, and then the dagger happened, and then the scoreboard was so lopsided at that point. What a dominant effort. You know, really, Amara, we don't see many Super Bowl blowouts anymore. That was more of an older NFL thing, right? Once the salary cap era got into place, the Super Bowl is usually close. So
pretty close.
Yeah, it wasn't just, and I agree with you, the greatest Eagles team I've ever seen, but they put an exclamation point because history is going to remember they blew the Chiefs out. I mean, the Chiefs, I think, in Mahomes' whole career have lost by double digits 8 or 9 times in 7 or 8 years. Like, they don't ever get blown out. For the Eagles to do that, it was just amazing.
You know, the other thing is, in the last 3 meetings, Jalen Hurts has outperformed Patrick Mahomes. Super Bowl, the Monday night, the year before, and this.
Well, he's beat him twice in a row. I mean, how many quarterbacks beat Mahomes twice in a row to begin with? So all that is so super impressive. All right, Mara, let's kind of look forward here because this was an interesting offseason. We knew they'd have losses, right? They had a lot of free agents, some guys that just it felt like it was probably the time they're going to move off them. So now it sets up an interesting training camp where they're the defending champions, but they have a lot of new or younger faces that are going to be in big roles, especially on that defensive side, which I'm excited for, but it's also like, hey, can they do it again? Can they be as good again without all those vets?
You know, Joe, I think going into the season, they will be the best team in the National Football League. If you look at the rosters, this is the best team in the NFL. But a lot of I'm not somebody. I know you guys have to do it on talk radio, but what I am never somebody who puts the W's and L's down on the schedule.
Oh, we do that all the time.
Yeah, everybody does it. I never do it because it's a let's face it, I'm not criticizing you, but basically it's a waste of time.
Well, it's hard to really know what the teams will look like in November and December.
You don't know that. You don't know the injury picture is the biggest factor. I mean, look how great Detroit was, and when they played Washington, they had 18 guys on injured reserve.
Well, it changed everything. You're right about that, right? Because it
changes everything.
It does. You don't know because it's such a long season. It's so many games. You don't know by the end what it's going to look like. What we do know, though, Marilyn, I'm sure you've thought about it a lot because your schedule revolves around it. We do know what the schedule looks like, right? We knew the opponents. Now we know when. What did you think of what they did this year? Because there's no back-to-back home games. That has never happened for a defending Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
They start with Dallas. What's your thought on those two things? No back-to-back home games, and the opener is Dallas.
Well, I like that. I like because we feel Dallas is our greatest rival. Of course, Washington and the Giants also feel that way. But we think that Dallas is the greatest rival, and we feel beat Dallas. What a way to start the season. And what a way to have the championship flag raised with the Cowboys looking and feeling some pain. So I love opening with Dallas. So that I love. I don't like the back-to-back home games. I look at night games on the road because that means we're going to get home at 5 o'clock the next morning. I love having the Friday afternoon game.
Oh, the Black Friday game against the Bears.
Oh, isn't that, I love having that. I love having that. And then you have the whole weekend to watch football, to sit back and enjoy other teams without worrying about the Eagles. So there are a lot of things I like.
Did you like that Washington was pushed? We don't see Washington until the final 3 weeks of the season, then we see him twice. I thought we'd see him once earlier than that. Kind of weird.
Well, I don't love seeing a team twice within 3 weeks.
I think we get that twice.
The
Giants
plan,
and Washington twice
both
within
of them.
3 weeks.
Weird game plans when it's like that, when it's scheduled like that.
That is weird. That is weird. I prefer that there'd be more separation. Sure. In the NFC East.
I think a lot of us would. All right, Merrill Reese with us here. We're at the Brian Dawkins Celebrity Golf Outing. Merrill, last year Saquon Barkley was as good as you could possibly be. One of the greatest seasons anyone's ever had in NFL history. Do you think he could do it again? I mean, that's because most time a running back carries the ball that much, the next year it's hard to replicate it. Do you expect another special year out of Saquon?
I expect a special year. I don't know statistically if you could expect a year like that, but I expect as long as he stays healthy, he is a great, great back. So I do expect big things.
Merrill, when it comes to Jalen, because we've had this conversation as well, do you think that since the way we won the Super Bowl last year by primarily running the football, that he needs to evolve a little bit and maybe this year get the passing game more evolved in this offense?
Well, I think they can. I think that basically Kansas City took away a lot of what Barkley could do and said, beat us with your arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
And he
did.
Yeah.
I have loved Jalen since I saw him at Alabama and Oklahoma, and I have never thought that he was anything but a franchise quarterback. And I look for him to have another big year.
Well, and he's proven to be that, and he's a winner, and in the big games, he performs like he did in the title game in the Super Bowl. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on for a few minutes with us. Enjoy
hit him
today.
Straight, Merrill. Hit him
Listen,
straight.
You guys do a great job. I love listening to you. I do almost every day, and unless I'm playing golf. But I do listen to you guys.
Merrill,
you do a great job.
It.
Oh, he's a golfer. Yeah, Merrill, we thank you. And Merrill, of course, is a serious golfer.
Oh, yeah, he's serious about his golf game.
Are you serious about your golf game?
No. You know, it's funny. I have a story. You probably remember this, Merrill. This was like years ago. We were at a golf outing. And I was in a group that was behind Merrill, and I started talking.
Oh, no.
Merrill did not like that. at all.
You messing everybody up.
Hey, Merrill was trying to hit his shot, and I was back there chirping. And Merrill kind of looked, and I was like, "Oh, the one person I did not want to piss off was Merrill."
You know what? I'm a golfer who loves. I'm a passionate golfer. Serious. You know what? I'm never somebody who will throw a club or go home really upset if I didn't play well. I love the game. I love the sport. I love being out. I love every bit of it. But I just love the participation. I'm very, very passionate.
Well, so basically tell me shut the hell up.
Yes,
when I'm
yes. I'm going to take that advice on you. All right, Merrill, we appreciate it. Merrill Reese joining us here at the Brian Dawkins
Merrill
Celebrity
Reese.
Golf. Let's get back.
Thank you, guys.
Hey,
got
no
it.
Problem.
You got, we're going to get back to the phone lines in a second. But first, so we've been discussing today the game yesterday, the Phillies over the weekend, four straight losses here. And is the way they're playing right now, do you feel like it's a big deal? 215-592-9494. Can we hear, so everyone could just hear what happened yesterday, Trey Turner after the game describing what went wrong on that error?
I think it really just comes down to reading those hops. I feel like I did a good job on those plays and got myself in good positions. The second you don't, you can see what happens. So I knew he hit it hard. I knew it was coming right at me. And sometimes, you know, when the ball's hit hard right at you, you tend to stop moving your feet a little bit. And on those other plays, you know, you're kind of moving and reading. So you got to create your own momentum on some of those plays, and I didn't do that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What'd you make of that, Hugh? A lot of long talk in there about a ball that was hit right.
See, it works hard.
I don't need to hear about the momentum he needs to generate. The ball's right to him.
See, this is where you're going to get mad at me, but you're talking to a dad who's trying to learn the game of baseball with his son a fly and the little intricacies.
Yeah.
So I can hear what he said, because you have to, and this is what I do know. When the ball's coming like that, you have to gauge the hops. And you do have to kind of anticipate where the ball's going. You're looking at me like you do not want to hear
your
this.
Your son is 6'7".
Yes, he is. Okay? He's 6.
Okay? Yeah, he's learning
the
game.
This is great.
This is a $300 million player.
All I'm saying is I hear the explanation. I understand.
Yeah, okay.
I understand.
What's your favorite line? You know, the labor pains and baby.
Don't I don't want to hear about labor pains. Just show me the baby.
I don't care about his momentum. Catch the ball.
As a father, like I said, that's trying to understand it on a deeper level.
Yeah.
I hear that, and I'm like, okay, I hear that.
But again, your son is 6.
No, Kyle, no need for the All I'm saying is if this may – the explanation for a $300 million player is unacceptable, but I hear what he's saying. That's all I'm saying.
There we go.
Does that make me feel bad?
I don't care.
Do I care? No. Show me the baby.
All right. Can I hear from someone who obviously broke it down a lot simpler? Can I hear from Rob Thompson after the game about the error?
Is there anything you can say to Trey after a play like that, or is it just one of those things?
It's just one of those things. You know, I know Bobby will talk to him, but I don't know what to tell him, because it's kind of a routine ground ball, and he knows it. He's got to make the play.
That's the kicker right here. Routine.
Of course.
I hear what he said, but routine, that's the kicker. That's the kicker.
Hey, listen, yesterday he's obviously asked about it after game. I get it. You know what answer I want there? I messed up.
That's it.
I booted it. I mean, like, I don't need to hear about the momentum and the hops and all that. He's probably taken 10,000 ground balls in his life. Like, maybe more.
And that's the thing. Like, not making an excuse, but that's the thing. Because it's one that you would think a player his caliber, that's easy. That's home cooking.
Yes. Right there. And, you know, unfortunately, it seems like those are the ones that get him. That when he doesn't set his feet when he throws or the ball right at him. See, once in a while, when he doesn't have to think, he makes a very athletic play, right? I think that's why his defense is so frustrating. It's not like he's unathletic or slow. He just
– It's just that when you have to – I know what you're saying. When you have to go through those steps, those
yes.
mental steps, instead of just reacting to what you see, and you have to say, okay, the hoppers, and you got to gauge off, that's where he gets a little stuck.
There's something that reminds me a little bit. Like, Donovan had a great arm. Donovan could put the ball down the field. And once in a while, he would just throw the ball on the ground on a guy 6 yards in front of him. Right?
Like, call that worm burner.
Yeah, like – he was capable of doing it, obviously, and he just didn't do it all the time. All right, go back to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen. You know what happened to us couple days? They beat us at our own game, man. Like, I keep trying to tell you, we got to stay focused. They play small ball and beat us, bro. And that's how they was running the score up on us.
Well, they did. They ran the bases. They played way better defense. All that.
But that's microcosm of every team that usually has their way with the Phillies.
It's true.
Yeah, and I just looked at that game. I said, damn, they look like us. Beating us at our own game, man. But like I said, man, Rob, he got to do better, man. Like when you in a situation like these last couple games, you got to make adjustments, man, but make the right adjustments. It's like, you know, a lot of times just letting them play out and then let what's the name get smacked. Both of them got smacked around the last both days. It's like, come on. I don't know what to say. I'm a little disappointed. Hopefully, you know, Harper come back. You know, we'll get that, you know, that full team spirit back. You know, and I'm going to say this, man. I apologize. I'm going to eat my words on that. That, you know, eye for an eye. Now we doing an eye for an eye. We're doing whatever it takes to win. You know
we didn't,
like,
we didn't retaliate, and we still didn't have Harper all weekend. So we lost both ways.
We lost the series. Like,
yep.
Come on, man. Like, you know, but, you know, I like I said, June, this is our month. From here on, we're going to start here. Listen, stop sleeping on Kepler, man. I keep telling you.
I know
we're
you're
doing more
Kepler
of this.
Guy. Yeah, I just
he said we're doing more. Of this.
I've seen 2 months of this. I don't know. All right, Will, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm gonna say I know I'm gonna go outside the box. He may be thinking about a female analyst, so I'm gonna say Shanae. I can't pronounce her name from Stephen A.
From Stephen A. Like,
you talking about
first
my,
take?
I can't pronounce her name.
I don't know.
Well, this fits
that,
in
those,
with
those,
show
that,
well.
Those.
So, Will, I don't know who you're trying to say, but I know that's not
ambiguity.
I know whoever he was saying that said. All right, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
The second clue is this. I played against this individual.
All right, so we have an athlete turned analyst, and Hugh played against this player.
So we have the sport and the era now.
We do. So we have you have a 10-year span, and you know the sport.
Well, you played against him in high school or college.
Well, that's true.
Hey,
that's true.
Kyle, way to point that out for people.
So I guess we have like an 18-year run of players that Hugh could have.
Sometimes the clues are not enough. You need to kind of hold their hand.
Well, didn't we also find out Hugh played another sport? What was he doing recently? The ballroom dancing.
Not lacrosse.
You called rugby.
That's right.
Yeah, he was doing the Irish River Dance.
Yes, see, we did. Dance. All right, let's go to Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Yo, good morning, Hugh, Joe, Kyle.
Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Monday in June, y'all. Well, I tell you, Joe and Hugh, we got a lot to talk about. First of all, I'm out here driving. What a gorgeous day. I hope y'all got the shades on. Joe, I hope you got some sunscreen on. I don't need
always.
You burning.
No, I carry that stuff with me. It's in my backpack at all times. So otherwise, I'll be red. Yeah, as a tomato.
Good man. So, a few points on the Phillies and on the Birds before I give you all my guess. So, Kyle asked me about if this is a big deal or not, and I mean. Just taking it from
walk all in front
what
of our YouTube
the Phillies
stuff.
Have given.
Yeah, we got a call.
You know we on there.
Sorry, Tyler. I'm saying hi to us.
I'm just saying.
Wow. Yo, like,
but the last thing Hugh needs is a distraction.
I'm talking to you now, Rev. And you
Irving Fryer's criticizing Hugh for talking over callers.
You chastise me while I'm on the job, but I'm, you talk, Rev. What am I supposed to do? Okay.
Hugh,
right,
is it okay if I can long talk now?
Well, you can go for it.
Irving Fryer is just putting
Hugh in his place. So we, okay, I didn't want to interrupt it. Sometimes Hugh needs to be put in his place. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, he does all the time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me ask you both
this. Do you think
when you leave, I'm gonna be talking
center field or right field, or center field or first base is a bigger need for this version of the 2025 Phillies?
Well, I mean, if we move Harper to the outfield, then first base becomes the need, right? If we leave Harper at first base. The center field production stinks, Tyler. I mean, it stinks. It stunk for 3 years, basically. They just don't get anything out of center field.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to throw this out there because I know Hoskins is on a heater.
Yep.
And let's be real. At the end of the year, I do think the Phillies are going to be in contention for the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And with the way that they're playing right now, I mean, you did just play a team that's on a heater themselves that has won 7 in a row. So I think it's going to be tougher to get Hoskins on his current deal.
It probably will. And look, well, Kyle mentioned this. The Brewers winning all these games in a row, it put them more in the race, right? If they're in the race, they're not going to trade him. So we'll see where it goes. Tyler, give me a guess, though, for Hugh's Clues. What do you got for us?
All right, Hugh, I don't know if he played against you, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say who I first thought of is Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, damn.
Tyler, appreciate it. Terry was at the
not
league.
That old.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was old, but not that old.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, so Irving Fryer came over here and chastised Hugh for talking over callers while they're on the air.
And then he continued to do it immediately
he's,
after.
He's looking at me.
Didn't learn anything.
But he's looking at me. Like, he wants me to respond. Y'all got to understand, Rev, like, I remember Rev when I first got Irving Fryer, and he was one of my mentors, and I've always looked up.
Well, he's trying to be a mentor again.
Yeah, to him and the way that he does things.
But,
so, when he's talking, I mean, he's looking right at, I got to say something, and he's telling me not to talk, and I'm like, okay. And he's like, be quiet. I'm like, all right.
He was testing you.
Yeah.
Would you derail the show to have a conversation? And the answer is yes. The answer is obviously yes.
I mean, you know, my attention span ain't the greatest. I mean, but we knew that. We knew that when I got here.
That one, no one is surprised by any of that stuff. That's
Kyle, and I don't know why you surprised, Kyle. You deal with it every day. You deal with the fact that
I'm not
had,
mad about it. I'm just
no.
Like,
I'm just saying you deal with the fact that I got ADHD every day.
I know. I'm the
and
one that has
Rev,
to take calls
not Rev,
on it.
Not Rev. Not Rev here.
Yeah. He puts you in your place. I mean,
I got a lot of respect for Rev. Rev used to teach me a lot, man. Like, look, Rev. Look, I got a nice.
But are you going to listen to him? Is the question?
No.
Probably not.
No.
When he walk away, Rev. See, look. When he leave, I'm gonna be talking again.
Yeah.
Just gotta wait for
this is what you do.
You did it right in front of him.
That's what Rev. That's what Rev do, man. Be D-boying folks, man. And he ain't even that big, but he just got tenure. Now look, now I
special appearance from Mike Reese here.
Hey, well, yeah, because I ain't gonna even come on my own show.
No, this,
know,
this is all the work you're doing for tonight.
Wait a minute. I just want to say, I told him about last night. I didn't tell the people.
You tell him.
I didn't tell the people.
I told Joe. He said you did a great job of raising money last night.
But no, I did say that because you did like as you always do.
Yeah.
But I did call it. I did call the
you
fact.
You called it, yeah.
And then I also called something else.
Which you got that I was going to go too far?
Like, dog.
A little over the line.
Listen, it was me, Carlos, Dion. We're in the back.
Shout out to Losens in the house.
Listen, as soon as you got to talking, I said, dog, it ain't going to be long now. And as soon as I said that, you sit back there and go ask Losens. All I heard, like, it was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know what you said. Listen, this is one thing that everybody, if you weren't here, this is family business. If you weren't here, then you don't need to know.
All right.
But you did not disappoint. That's what I said. You did not disappoint me. And almost like clockwork, bro, you went exactly where I thought you was going. No, you went close to where I thought you was going to go. And I'm like, wow.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. We'll talk off there. But I mean, just for the people out there, for the people that are listening right now, Ike came in and he did a great job, tremendous job like he always does.
You got to raise money, man.
Raising money.
Yeah, you got to get that
money. But here's the thing with my brother from another mother. He talked all that trash about what he wasn't going to do.
And then did he do it?
Joe, didn't even take a whole lot to get him going. Like, didn't even take a whole lot. Like, somebody just said, hey, we can start auctioning. And then I stood up. Like, nobody said nothing.
And he's
like,
singing and dancing this time? Like,
no,
like,
he,
like,
listen.
It's probably worse.
Listen, when I tell you.
It's probably worse.
Now, this is where we're going to get you paid. Yeah. Because if anybody out there is having an auction, and you want to raise money, you need to call him to MC your event. But here's the kicker. My dog don't come cheap. He wants to be compensated.
Unless you're Brian Dawkins.
That's what I was about to say. You beat me to it. Unless you're Brian Dawkins, because Brian gets him for the free. But see, we got to recoup some of that bread. So we need, if you need an MC to sell.
It's my agent.
This guy,
he wants to cut.
No, listen. No, I don't need to cut. I just like to see him. I just want to see him do his work. Because, Joe, when I tell, I know we got to go to break. I'm going to keep it quick. He raised almost $100,000 on his own last night just from from running his mouth.
That's outstanding.
That's a hell of a job. All right, then we got
to
go break.
Good now? Because Irving tried to tell you about, you know, keep yourself in line here.
It's my time to shine.
Y'all get some of the hot guests. Dog been on yet?
We had Dog.
Who y'all need to get?
What you see?
Who's running from you?
Well, nobody.
You chase him down and get him for us. All right. All right. We appreciate.
What is Tucker doing?
Tuck just chilling.
YouTube. You people. All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Your phone calls in the Phillies. Guess is for Hughes because we got an incredible prize to give away.
Don't go too far.
Today and.
Don't go too far. I need to talk to you.
We want to get back to the Eagles trade that happened the end of our show Friday. I need someone to blame for all this. 215-592-949 for Midday Show live at Brian Dawkins Golf Outing on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Now.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.